This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you to the Tafsir, Tafsir Bites. And we are with Surah An-Nahl today. عليكم السلام. مرحبا أهلا وسهلا. أهلا. مين؟ We are with Surah Al-Hajj today. So you may want to grab your pens and papers and notebooks handy, inshallah ta'ala. Ahlan sister Nadia Nadim. Hala wa marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan sister Yashmin. Ahlan Layla. Hope you guys are doing great. Let me just turn this off. All right, so Surah Al-Hajj today. I'll just give a minute or two for more people to join, and we're on our way, inshallah. All right. Ahlan marhaban. So these are the Tafsir Bites. We started these series right in Ramadan, in fact. So, and this is again not very deep tafsir. It's just some, you know, enough for you to understand the Quran and enough for you to understand the surahs from the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. So, I will turn the comments off. There we go. يلا بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض رزازي, welcome you to Tafsir Bites or Bits. This is today, inshallah, will be with Surah Al-Hajj. Surah Al-Hajj is Surah number 22 and it has 78 verses. It's in Juz 17 from the Quran. Surah, there's discrepancy with regard to its revelation. But according to the majority, they said it's Madani Surah, meaning that this Surah was revealed in Medina. Although there is, like I said, there is a big khilaf, a big, you know, controversy amongst the, or discrepancy amongst the scholars, whether it's Madani or Makki. But the majority deems the Surah a Madani Surah. And it's called Al-Hajj. Because you see the story of Al-Hajj, you can find it in many ayat, you know, in Baqarah and Al-Hajj. But here, Surah Al-Hajj, just because, subhanAllah, this is where it talks about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to call 3 people for Hajj. And we'll mention the ayah whereby, you know, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs Adam, you know, to cleanse and to sanctify his the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to call people for al-hajj. The one of the virtues of the surah, this is the only surah, subhanallah, in the entire Quran that has 2 sajda in it. What does that mean, 2 sajda? The only surah in the Quran whereby you will find 2 locations of where sujood is not mandatory but sunnah. Because a lot of people, they ask a question about the sujood, you know, when you recite the Quran, and sometimes you reach an area where you or a spot in the Quran where you have to make sujood, and some people, they say, well, do I have to be in wudu to make sujood? Is it mandatory to make sujood? If I don't make sujood, am I going to get a sin for not making sujood? That sujood, sisters, the sujood tilawa, it's called sujood tilawa, it is a sunnah. You know, if you do not make that sujood, you're not getting a sin for not making that sujood, right? You could be reciting the Quran and then you come to that sujood, and let's say you're not in wudu. So if you don't have to, it's good that you make that sujood regardless. But if you don't have, you know, if you cannot, let's say you are in a bus or in a train or in a plane, and then you come into sujood and, you know, and you cannot make sujood, then it's okay. You don't have to make it. So it is not obligatory sujood. It's a sunnah sujood. So the surah, this surah is the only surah in the Quran that has two locations where subhanAllah is that where you the sujood is being called. And in terms of its revelation, the number of it is number 104. Remember, we have 114 surahs, 114, and Surah Al-Hajj is number 104. Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason why it was revealed. The reason why it was revealed, there is this this ayah, this verse in Surah Al-Hajj, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ, in verse number 11. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. There are some people who worship Allah just like they are on the verge. What does that mean? Ibn Abbas says, you know, in the Medina, a man used to come, and if his wife, you know, was to give birth to a ghulam, to a boy, he will be happy and he will say, this is a good religion. People were still in the beginning, right? He would say, oh, it's a good religion. But then if he's been hit by something bad, you know, by some affliction, he would say, oh, this is a bad religion. This is not a good religion. You know, so they worship Allah only as their, you know, as they please. If something good happens, it's a good religion. If something bad happens, oh, this is an evil religion. So this ayah was revealed, and this is one of the asbab. This is one of the reasons why this the surah was revealed. And also, it talks a lot about, you know, the it talks a lot about also it talks about the calling. You know, the instructions given to Ibrahim alayhi salam to call people for Hajj, and talks also about warning, you know, people and giving them the Hujjah, the evidence of this deen. In fact, in the surah starts with a call. The surah, you know, Surah Al-Hajj, it's called Surah Al-Hajj, but it starts with a call. And the call is an amazing call. The very first ayah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you people. So there are certain calls made to the Prophet, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O you Prophet. And there are certain calls made to the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. And there are certain calls made for entire mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you people. So this ayah starts, or the surah starts with a call to all mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. So it's like it starts with a call plus a warning. You know, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla talk about the zilzala, the shaking of the day of judgment, the shaking of the earth, zilzala. You know, in the coming of the hour is a great thing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. And then we'll, you know, I will explain some more, inshallah ta'ala. The surah, the content of it, or the topic of it, is split into, you have an introduction, and then you have two sections. An introduction and two sections. It talks about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who promises victory to the believers. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks about ma'alim al-nasr, you know, and al-hujja, the evidence, the clear evidence given by the Prophet and other prophets, you know, the evidence from the deen, and also giving signs of victory. You know, if you want victory from Allah, what are the signs of victory? So in the muqaddimah, muqaddimah means the introduction. The introduction starts from verse number 1 to 4. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with an-nida. You know, the nida that I mentioned, you know, the call, setting the evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqu rabbakum, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqullah. Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un azim. The zilzala, the day of judgment, that hour is a great matter, is a great thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا, the day when you will see a mother, تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ, You know, a woman who's sucking her baby, she will drop her baby. A mother who's pregnant, she will, you know, abort her baby. You think that people are, you know, under the influence of alcohol, but they are not under the influence of alcohol because everybody's swaying. Inna zilzalata sa'ati shay'un 'adheem, the day of zilzala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with that statement and that warning. And then you have the very first section of the surah, section that starts from verse number 5 to verse number 48. So this is the first section of the entire surah, from verse 5 to verse number 48. And here one more time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another call. And this call again to the people, Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء. All the stages, Allah is just talking about the stages of the development of mankind, of this being. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O you people, if you have any doubts of what? Of the day of resurrection. Verily, we have created you from dust. And then from that dust, we turned, you know, we made you from this, you know, the mix of that sexual discharge. And then from there, that's another stage. And then the second stage comes into cloth. That liquid turns into a clot. And then from the clot, it turns into a little lump of flesh. And then from that little lump of flesh, it turns into something that is formed and something that is unformed. You know that flesh? Flesh. The little lump of flesh that is formed and some that is unformed. What does that mean? Some flesh is formed. It gives you the form of that baby, that womb, that in the womb of the mother. And then you have some that are unformed, meaning those who will have miscarriage, form and unformed. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about all these stages, you know, to the people, so that they, you know, to make them think. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla also says, verse number 8, talking about the dispute, people who dispute about this religion without knowledge, people who argue without knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 8, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. And there are some people who dispute, يُجَادِل, they argue about Allah, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without having any knowledge. And there are a lot of people even today, sometimes people with that ego, they think they, you know, when it comes to the deen, everybody thinks they are alim. With the deen, everybody wants to give fatwa. And ilm, everybody knows. Especially, you know, subhanAllah, the Arabs, they have this thing in them. You know, when it comes to the deen, everybody wants to talk about deen and everybody wants to become a mufti. But when it comes to a matter of their own field, let's say medical field or engineering or whatnot, you know, so, I don't know about engineering. I cannot talk about engineering. I don't know about psychology. I only talk about what I know. But when it comes to deen, everybody wants to talk about deen. And they argue. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, there are some people who dispute with regard to Allah without that knowledge, without ilm, bighayri ilm. They just, you know, dispute. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks about those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala harf. This is what, you know, the reason why, in fact, the surah was revealed. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, there are some people who worship Allah Azza wa Jal on the verge. They are on the very extreme, you know, like the edge, very like the end of the edge, you know, when something good befalls on him, he is content. And when a trial befalls on him, he turns his back. There are a lot of people like that. Even today, there are a lot of people like that. When something good, subhanAllah, befalls on them, they're happy, they're content, they show thanks and gratefulness. But when something bad happens to them, they argue, they complain, they curse, some swear, some say it's not fair, some start blaming others and blaming astaghfirullah, Allah. do I deserve this? Why do I deserve this? I'm so good. I'm doing all this. And that, you know, and then I this thing happened to me. It's not fair. So subhanAllah, as if Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking to us here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in so in verse number 18 to the ayah that has the sajda, the first sajda. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is an interesting ayah, verse number 18. Why interesting? Look what Allah says. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. If you pay very close attention, you will understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to Allah, prostrate, yasjud, yani worship, prostrate, that which is in the heavens and that which is in the earth, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, and the sun, and the moon, وَالنُّجُومُ, and the stars, and the shajar, and the trees, and the dawab, and the dawab, and the animals. Then he says, and lots of people. You see, all the other ones prior to that, he says, the earth, the skies, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. He didn't say some of the stars, he said the stars. He didn't say some of the trees, he said the trees. He didn't say some of the animals, and he says, and the animals. But then when it comes to the people, he says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and a lot of people. Why Allah says, and a lot of people, and he didn't just say, and the people? Because there are some people who don't make sujood to Allah. There are some people who don't make, whereas the animals, they all make sujood to Allah in their way. They all prostrate to Allah in their form, in their way. The trees that you see, they make sujood to Allah in their way. The sun that you see, it makes sujood to Allah. The heavens, the trees, the oceans, everything makes sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their way. And then in verse number 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is where he gives the instruction to Ibrahim alayhi salam with regard to the sacred home of house of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is, you know, in Mecca, in al-Haram, you know, the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we showed Ibrahim the site of the sacred house. Why the site of the sacred house? Because as I mentioned, you know, in my previous lectures, that the angels have set the foundation of the Kaaba, right? Of the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Ibrahim with the site of where the Kaaba is, right? Of where the Kaaba is. And then after he built the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 27, after Ibrahim and Ismail built the Kaaba, Allah azza wa jalla instructed Ibrahim, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُونَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ظَاهِرٍ وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ عَمِيقٍ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ and call people. Oh, Ibrahim, now he built the Kaaba. So what's next? Next is we call people to come and make, you know, make tawaf and make hajj. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. And call people, you know, or Ibrahim, to come to perform the hajj. It was narrated in one of the hadith that Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he called, when he finished the building of the Kaaba, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, you know, how am I going to call people to come for hajj? He says, call them. Allah azza wa jalla revealed this ayah, call them. So in the hadith, you know, how would my voice reach the entire mankind? How would my voice, yani, if I were to call upon them, how would they hear my voice? So minka du'a wa minna al-ijaba, from you is the call, from us is from people to hear your call. Or Ibrahim, from you is to call, make that call. But it is for our duty, Allah's duty, is Allah's response to make people hear that call. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went up into the Mount of Arafah, what it's called, the Mount of Arafah, Jabal al-Nur, the Mount of Arafah, or Jabal al-Rahma. You know, and then he made that call. Ya ayyuhan nas, oh people, inna Allah amarakum an tahujju al-bayt fahujju. Allah Azza wa Jalla has called you to come and perform hajj, fahujju, go and perform hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, you know, people his voice, hear his voice from the four corners of the world, from the east, west, south, north. People heard the voice of Ibrahim, the believers, and they started coming for hajj. So this is in verse number 26 from and 27 from Surah Al-Hajj. And then the second section, my brothers and sisters, quickly, second section, start from 49 to 78. Verse 49 to verse 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with another nida'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with another call. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Say, oh you people, oh يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ Oh you people. إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ Oh Muhammad, tell them, إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ I'm only a warner. I'm only a plain warner. All these prophets, they came with that same, you know, mission to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're only warning people about, you know, about coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nasu innama ana lakum nadirun mubin. And then in verse number 77, right before 78, which is the last verse, this is the second verse whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, there's a sajda in it. In the same, you know, in that, like we said, this is the only surah that has two sajdas in it. You know, the second sajda comes in verse number 77, and that's in a nutshell. Oh, as well, just so you know, before you go, in the second section of the surah, second section that starts from 49 to 78, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about His power and His favors. He talks about His power and His favors. Verse number 61, verse number 62, verse number 63, verse number 64, 65, 66. Allah is just talking about all His blessings and His power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then verse number 77, after talking about all His blessings and all His power, then there's a sujood, you know, sujood the tilawa in it. And then the end of the surah. And this is in a nutshell, my brothers and sisters, the summary of Surah Al-Hajj. Short, nice, and sweet. Alrighty, my brothers and sisters, may I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of the Quran. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us love the Quran and bless us with understanding the Quran. Because if we were to understand the Quran, we will connect more with it, and we'll connect more, you know, and come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll enjoy our salah more, of course. If you understand the Quran, you will enjoy your salah, because you pray, you know, when you pray, you are reciting the Quran. You know, subhanAllah. And when somebody sends you a letter in their language, which you do not speak, right? You search for somebody to interpret that message to you. If somebody sends you an email in their language, you know, and then you don't speak that language, you will have to find somebody to translate that letter to you, that message to you. Likewise, Al-Quran, Kalamullah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Listen to this: the Quran is messages from Allah in Arabic. So we read, but sometimes we don't understand what we read. Well, at least find, there's a lot of, subhanAllah, interpretations, there's a lot of tafsirs, but try to understand what you read. And this is why we need this little bit of tafsir, alhamdulillah. Right? So we just read without understanding. Whereas if I were to send you a message coming from me, you know, and you don't speak my language, you would find somebody, please translate this language, you know, this letter to me, because it's coming from so-and-so. Right, but the other messages, the Quran, are messages from Allah Azza wa Jal, and a lot of us, subhanAllah, so just read, but without understanding. So it, you know, if you were to read and understand, it will empower you more on having more khushu', especially in your salah. You will have more devotion and concentration in your salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. So that with Surah Al-Hajj, and then on Wednesday, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll be with Surah Al-Mu'minun. Yeah, Surah Al-Mu'minun is another beautiful surah. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believers. It's another beautiful surah, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, I will, inshallah ta'ala, see you all later on today at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time for the inshallah ta'ala, the stories of the prophets, inshallah. You know, we'll finish with the prophet Idris alayhi salam, Sheet and Idris, and after that we'll be moving with Prophet Nuh, Allahu Akbar. There's so much to know about Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So that's my upcoming session, inshallah ta'ala. 6 o'clock Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, for the stories of the prophets. Other than that, جزاكم الله خير، بارك الله فيكم. ثانك يو حميرة، النسرين، النادية، الحميرة، ياشمين، ليلى، all of you guys in there on Instagram and all the brothers and sisters on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining. I will see you later on. جزاكم الله خير. Yes, this will be, inshallah ta'ala, saved. It will be saved on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Instagram as well. Alrighty? I hope to see you all later on, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Facebook, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakumullah. Salamu alaikum.